I'm Tommy Gimler. The NBA is a fixed league, so that's why I brought in three guys who think otherwise, so we can give both of our listeners an honest and insightful preview of the 2015-16 NBA season. The Duds NBA preview starts now. You hookers.
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
Hey guys, great to have you back. This is the first time all four of us have been together since we did the MLB preview where Gary took $150 from us. So congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
I think legally we have to say that it was bitcoins.
Yes.
It was 150 bitcoins.
It was a gift as well.
Yeah, I think as long as you use PayPal, all the rules are gone. You can do whatever you want on
PayPal. It's international there.
We just sent money to a friend. You know, all my friends and family, they need so much money that it's
T-Shawn
great.
T-Shawn gave me a check from the Czech Republic, I think, actually. So that's legit. We're good.
How many migrant workers in California do you think use PayPal? Oh, yeah, I got to send money to my family.
It's like the new currency exchange where you pay like 18% on the random check that the currency exchange will just take for no reason. I think, what's his name did that? Speaking of basketball, the guy Antoine Walker? Remember he lost all that money?
Yeah.
He was cashing his checks at the currency exchange.
Did he really? So he would get it. He would get his checks from Miami, or
I think it's like the Ricky Henderson thing. You know, he cashed. He put his first $1 million check in a frame. Didn't realize he had to cash it.
Oh,
it's the same sort of principle. He didn't take it microeconomics in Compton.
I bet you Antoine Walker is still playing somewhere. I think is he over in China?
Yeah. He's got.
I bet you could still be playing in China somewhere.
He probably is.
He has to be, right? And he's because he owes
he's like
so much
the Tom
money.
Selleck of basketball. He's like Mr. basketball of it. He's still doing a shimmy after he scored.
Well, actually, Stephon Marbury is. Did you ever see The Real Sports? And they're like, like there were coaches in the NBA who told him, like, hey, come back. And he's like, I'm not leaving. I'm the fucking best over here. He's the LeBron James of Chinese basketball.
Remember Tuffy Rhodes, the guy who hit the three homers for the Cubs that one year on opening day? He leads Japan all time in home runs.
Tuffy,
he's like,
wow, really?
He's like 460 career homers.
Oh, and the ladies love him.
Why would he leave?
Oh, yeah.
Tuffy Rhodes.
That's probably why the Japanese all think that all Americans have huge dicks. Tuffy Rhodes just been going around like plowing their daughters. Yeah. All right, guys, it's the 2015-16 Dud NBA preview. Thanks a lot for coming out. You guys all know a lot about the NBA. I stopped following it in 2001, I believe, when the referees basically
the
was a big shit dick job to the Milwaukee Bucks, against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you gotta
and
let
then
that
the next
go.
Year was the big Lakers King screw job. That was 2002, I
correct.
Think.
Yeah. So it's maybe Adam Silver will be a less of a dictator. Already the Golden State Warriors have won the championship, becoming like only the 10th team since 1979 to win the NBA championship.
That's a good thing.
Last year. So, all right, guys. So speaking of championships, let's start there. Who do you guys think, under our bold predictions here for the upcoming NBA season, who do you guys think will take home the title?
I actually don't have a bold prediction. NBA, like you said earlier, you hinted towards, is probably the number one sport where there's only so many teams that can win. I know Golden State won last year, but if you would have said going into the season, who are the six best teams, they were one of them. So I don't have anything major here. The one kind of surprise, which isn't really a surprise, is I got Toronto going to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cavs. But
do you think it's because like Drake has made them? It's like Drake loves the Raptors, so then the NBA will be like, okay, people like Drake, so that means people will watch the Raptors.
I hope not. But Toronto, as you saw in baseball, it's like they'll get behind their team.
Yeah, right.
I think again.
Speaking of Canadians, T-Shawn, jump on in.
Preface this.
Yeah, I mean, we're all masters of the segue here. I would say that, nothing revelatory here either. But I think the Cavs, and part of my theory on that is I think the league, sort of to more the way you lean, the league kind of knows it's been very lopsided West. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's by giving it to LeBron and the Cavs in the East. They also get to tie up another fun little story, kind of like how the Red Sox got that done. So I think there's a little bit of that charming magic that can happen in Cleveland that they'll enjoy as a storyline. So this is totally your bent, on this kind of stuff. Well, but plus, they should have a pretty good team this year.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want to hear.
I think it's funnier every time.
No points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I actually think that I would love for those who disagree with this rebuttal that Tommy has presented that I have come up with something savory and legitimate.
I'm just saying that I'm sure the Cavs. That's I was like, okay, here we go. And then you tied in the Red Sox and a ribbon story. You lost me on that.
I wasn't going to be as rude, but I was going to say that I don't think the NBA gives a shit about Cleveland winning its first championship.
I don't think anybody does. The people in Cleveland hate Cleveland. They fucking kill themselves with heroin.
The Cubs didn't win the World Series this year, so I don't think any of that drought shit matters. I'm going to go with the Bulls and the Warriors because I do have a storyline in place. It's first-year coach Fred Hoiberg versus second-year coach Steve Kerr, who was a first-year coach and won it last year. That's what I'm going with for my finals matchup. Not bold either, but I think the Bulls stay healthy this year.
Yeah, and people in Cleveland, they hate their lives and they hate the city so much they think I'm funny. That's where I have my most fans in Cleveland metropolitan area.
Makes a lot of sense.
All right, so you're going Bulls against the Warriors.
Yeah, but who's your pick? Who wins?
I'd probably say the Warriors will get back. I think the Warriors
back
have a
to
chip.
Back, huh?
Yeah, I think they have a chip on their shoulder because everyone calls them lucky and says that it was a fluke. And I really don't understand that, but I think they'll win it again. But
I don't know. I don't think they have enough toughness. Iguodala showed up, and that was the difference for them last year. And
who'd they lose in the offseason? David Lee?
David Lee, and that's it.
And he was soft
as
shit, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's white.
Well,
I think they do it again. I think they'll have a tough run in the West, but...
So nobody's going with the Spurs, huh?
No, but
you don't think the big fundamental is gonna
Before Sean cut me off, I was gonna do my Western Conference, which is Golden State against the Thunder. And speaking of, you're gonna love this for your conspiracy theories. Kevin Durant's leaving,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that city has been awesome to their basketball team. So just like the Hornets hand fed Anthony Davis to they're going to give Oklahoma City something before that mm-hmm. team essentially becomes irrelevant because Russell Westbrook's leaving too. So I got Durant, chip on the shoulder. Golden State's the home team in the Western Conference Finals, and the refs lean towards the Thunder a little in Game 7. Thunder over the Cavs in the finals.
So did they bring anybody else in? And so it's Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka. Kevin
so
Durant.
Last year they picked up Enes Kanter, who's like, all offense. He's not defense, but when you have Serge Ibaka.
Right.
And then they got Steven Adams, who'll just come in and throw a few elbows in your face. Like he's like a.
You need one of those guys.
You got
every
one
great
of those.
Team has one of the enforcers.
Deion Waiters.
Birdman.
Deion Waiters, he's like.
Getting hot a couple games.
Yeah, he's a hot streak guy. Like, but you don't need a lot of it. When you have those guys, it's like when Durant and Westbrook are kicking. I mean,
is Scott Brooks still?
No. They got Billy Donovan.
No, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Which
I think
is an awesome
thing. Let's cross
him
out
too.
Of new faces and new places, you cocksuckers.
Well, Tommy,
one.
Are you sure he didn't go back to college again immediately, like he did
yeah,
last
he didn't,
time?
He didn't
like signed him. Up.
No,
and
because
said, yeah,
he,
yeah,
I don't even
right.
think he looked at the Orlando Magic roster. I think the thing was, I'll take the job, and then he looked at the roster and he was like, I'm going to stay at Florida. My team at Florida right now in Gainesville could beat the team.
Well, let's see how he feels when Durant leaves.
Right.
Let's see how fun Oklahoma City is then.
So. So that leads us into also under bold predictions here. I have like who's going to be before we get to the most disappointing team, because I think this might seg into the Thunder then. Which team is most likely to be the first to acquire one or two pieces for a playoff push? Would you put the Thunder then in that category?
But the thing about the Thunder is they're not going to acquire anyone who's going to overpower those guys. It's not mm-hmm. like baseball where you bring Tulowitzki and plug him in the middle of those three maniacs. Mm-hmm. In NBA, there's only so many balls. I mean, you saw what happened last year with the Mavericks when they brought in Rondo. They were horrible the second half.
Yeah, I did not watch one Mavericks game last year.
I could see someone like bastard. The Hornets maybe bringing somebody in. The Clippers already have 17 guys, so I don't know that they could do it. Who's like another team like the Clippers who's been on the doorstep for a few years? Maybe the Rockets.
Yeah,
they got the pieces to go get somebody.
I kind of feel like the Celtics could be good enough to like try
to
make
to
a
get
push.
One big
one
piece,
dude,
yeah.
And just try to make the run at like the top four.
Or just
something.
Wait and get Durant in the offseason.
That could work too, yeah.
T-Shawn?
No.
His feelings are hurt after that rant.
No, I got rudely cut off.
Well, you cut me off
I got the Billy Madison treatment.
Well deserved.
Sour about
well
that.
Deserved.
And it's a terrific quote, but.
What about so? What about teams? What about teams who are going to be like the most disappointing? There's high hopes. They brought in some people. People are all over them right now. Like, hey, they're going to be a postseason contender, and then they're really not. They're going to flop, and they're going to be the first ones to blow it up.
I'm going to say Chicago with all their new pieces.
I don't think he wanted to, but after this whole thing started,
yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's listen to the reasoning why here.
I think they're gonna work in opposite ways. To the Steve Kerr, and I think, you know, they're injury prone. You know, the best players all injury prone, and I think it's going to be a big shit full of more of the same.
I can't remember a single injury on the Bulls in the last 5 years. You must be out of your mind, T'Shawn. Not a one.
No, it never happened. I would have to go with the Clippers because I like the Clippers. Not like I don't like them, but until they get it done. I mean, how many awesome teams have they had? Every year they're awesome, and they just don't get it done. I think Doc Rivers has got to be one of the most overrated coaches ever, too. But, yeah,
I hate Doc Rivers.
How many times, over-under, how many times Doc Rivers loses his voice this year?
I think it's going to be like Major League 2. He's going to have a full-blown heart attack, and Paul Pierce is going to take over like Jake Taylor took over. And he'll be in his hospital bed with the Walkman on.
Brown in it.
Yeah.
I love this British shit.
Paul won't play Austin Rivers at all, and the Doc will get all mad.
Oh, man.
I like that storyline. I think that
I want to see a lot of Austin Rivers.
That's a top storyline.
I think the shit team that's supposed to be good is going to be the Atlanta Hawks, but that's just me. I think they way overachieved last year. They went on an incredible hot streak, and that's not going to happen two years in a row.
I also don't believe in them.
That's a city who like doesn't care either.
Too many strip clubs.
Too much else to do.
I just want to see. I hope Kyle Korver gets a few dunks though. I do like a Kyle Korver dunk every now.
Yeah, once in a while. It looks like he's going to hang on the ring too long and fall, and maybe dislocate a shoulder.
I feel like Atlanta is one of those cities that is so spread out population wise that they almost have to like pick four different spots in that city to play home games. Just to get like sellout crowds, right? Because that's why the Braves are leaving downtown. They're going up to Gwinnett County, I don't know the exact city that's going to be in, but it's no longer in Atlanta. They're still going to be called the Atlanta Braves because that's where all the people.
But is their stadium's not in downtown, right?
Isn't it right by the Georgia Dome?
I don't know.
I've never been.
I think it is.
Maybe their old stadium wasn't there, and now I don't know.
Well, so yeah, Turner Field was in downtown, or just outside of downtown. The Georgia Dome is right down there. The arena has to be down there. There's really nowhere else where they would have it. But I'm saying, like, get four arenas, four small arenas, like 15,000-person arenas, and just have them travel. Like, they're going to play – what do they play, 41 home games?
Yeah.
So you play, you know, 12, 12, 12, smaller venues somewhere, or five, whatever. I don't know. I think the team that the 76ers are pretty much done blowing it up, right? They're not going to do that anymore?
No, they're cute. They will because they still have number one picks. And
I feel like that's been their MO the last three years. Like, start, blow it up.
Yeah.
I think this falls into, like, a lot of teams that will be kind of exactly the same as last year to me. Like, expect exactly last year. And none of – you know, when you have a team like that, usually that's not a good thing. That's, you know – like, I find, like, the Phoenix Suns are kind of like that.
Well, there was just a report that the top headline on ESPN, so you click on a team and it's always like the number one story for that team. Report, colon, Suns are hoping more fans come back. Suns are hoping to get more fans back. That was their number one story.
They should just make every night Steve Nash bobblehead night. I love that guy there. He's
the
like
Suns on my team that's going to blow up first. Like,
have you? When was the last time you saw a guy in any sport leave a city like that? Go to another team who they hate, not even play, and he's the most popular guy. It's almost like Kurt Warner's jersey getting retired with the Arizona Cardinals because they have no one else. He played for them for like two years.
Super Bowl, man.
Maybe
the Ashes to the Suns. Like,
maybe the case in like Philadelphia, maybe they did one of those like research. Maybe they have like a research committee. What do they call those things? The
focus group?
Yeah, like a big focus group, and they sat down, and like people in Philadelphia just – what do you like most about sports? And they said the draft. So they're like, okay, we're going to get a bunch of players. We're going to blow it up. We're going to get as many draft picks as we can.
Well, with Steve, I mean, a lot of Canadians actually have retired in Phoenix. You know,
I did not know that.
They're snowbirds is the term, snowbirds.
Interesting.
Yeah. Love Steve Nash.
All right, guys, we're going to move on here. I suppose this would technically qualify as our hot mess. How about some rapid fire award predictions? All right. So I don't want to, we're not going to talk about MVPs. That's boring. We're not going to talk about rookies of the year, blah, 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 anything like that. We're going to start off with the, with one of my favorites here, the Derrick Rose Award. We'll be dishing this one out to the player we think will be the first one to get accused of rape.
Clarification, gain rape or just regular rape?
any kind of rape.
Okay. It's very important.
Verbal rape. Verbal. Raped me with words. That'll be a thing in 10 years in America. He raped me with his words. And you're going to have to defend
yourself.
It's
going to be like 2 years. Yeah. Nah. We're on the path.
All right, guys. Derrick Rose Award. Who will be the first player to get accused of rape? T-Sean, are you in on this one?
I need more thinking.
You know, I'll go first here. And, you know, this might be profiling. It might be unfair. But
No, we encourage profiling here at the Daily
Everyday. There's one man in the lead with, I guess you could say, an abundance of neck and face tattoos. His name is Birdman, Chris Anderson.
Oh, all right, good. All right. Good one.
And I think he already was like in this weird situation a couple years ago with like child porn or some sort of weird.
Chris Anderson?
Yeah, it was like a
he
weird.
He does have a lot of Disney tats.
Yeah, there was, yeah. But he was it was all false. It was rumored. Okay. You know,
keep
was,
going. I'll Google
God.
It right now.
He was cleared, I believe, anyways. But I just feel like there's something there with him. And, you know, he's in Miami. He's a big star, kind of there. He was on Ballers this year, which is very important. Yeah, he was on Ballers. And I just feel like that's a road to rape. Maybe even gang rape, possibly.
He, to me, he seems like an opium den sort of guy, just like a nice orgy. Yeah, he might blow a dude. Like everything's laid back. Going to play a little backgammon afterwards.
Maybe that's
like,
what diamond, the child porn trouble.
Chris Anderson clears criminal charges after falling victim to catfish scheme.
He got used.
Yeah.
He's all the more, he's pissed now. So
Chris Anderson found to have been victim of impersonator and child pornography personation extortion case in Colorado.
Hey,
involved
the question
in
says
no crime.
Accused of rape.
Right,
okay,
he might
easily get accused.
He's also most likely to get taken advantage of. I just want to hug him.
That Jonah Hill guy on ESPN, Brian Windhorst, he said he's Chris Anderson cleared of charges after triangular catfishing scheme. Lawyer calls Manti Te'o on steroids.
Wow.
Is uncovered.
Was Wally Zerbiak a part of the triangle? He seems like a guy who'd be involved in some dirty stuff.
Is he still in the league?
I don't know. He might be in China. Commentator for the LA Sparks, I think.
I'm going to go with another tattooed guy because he's just waiting to do something just crazy. And he almost did something crazy this offseason to where he drove 95 miles from Santa Barbara allegedly to come down to his ex-girlfriend's house because – His sons called him and said, "Hey, Derek Fisher is here, fucking your ex-wife or ex-girlfriend." So yeah. Matt Barnes. I'm going with Matthew Barnes.
Yeah. I mean, he was going to come up eventually in one of these categories.
Yeah, he might qualify
for a crossover for Matt Barnes.
So I'm going to say, Matt, if you're crazy enough to do that already, D-Fish, man. Weren't they teammates at a time? He's a bad guy, though.
He's been known to do
Derek Fisher.
Yeah, remember he went to Utah and he like pretended like his daughter was sick, so he had to come back to LA, and he signs with the Lakers. They let him go to like – be like, all right, we'll just
some rare
release you
that,
so you can retire. And he signs with the Lakers again. I'm going to shock you guys with mine, but I think this guy is due for a downfall, and I think we're all going to cheer. I'm going to go Tony Parker.
He's
in like his 15th year. People don't know that. His stats were horrible last year, and if you ever see him, he has that – he kind of has the French guy beard, like, he's gonna drink some stuff one night. He might get purple drink.
Didn't he sleep with Brent Berry's wife already?
Probably.
Right?
That was
That was one of the NBA scandals,
asshole. So, you know,
I don't know if they need him anymore. I think he's going to feel it and, like, you know.
I just love how like, when he was dating Eva Longoria, like, the whole story was that she was his third. Right? Mm-hmm. He gave her the whole, like, you're my third story, and she bought it and went public with it. It was public knowledge that Tony Parker had said that she was that she was his third, and she was happy about that. And then turns out she was probably like his third that week.
Yeah.
He was sleeping
he's
with everybody.
All right.
Well, he's an NBA player. T-Sean, did you come up with anybody? Derrick Rose Award?
Does it have to be a player? I mean, I was thinking maybe I was gonna go with an assistant coach at Houston.
See, that's
who
too
used
easy.
To coach for Syracuse.
If you ever really look at the assistant coach in the NBA, I mean, those guys all have a few DUIs. They have a few.
There's a lot of cover-ups there.
Is Bernie Fine coaching for?
It
doesn't matter who he
rapes.
It could
be
one of
the
ball
Lakers
boys
for 47 years. The bald guy who comes out and like cleans up their cuts. Like, tell me, he's not the guy from any given Sunday, you know? He's not what's his name, James? What's his name from Any Given Sunday? Who's the team doctor, the dirty guy?
Oh,
James Woods.
Yeah.
He's like that guy.
I see. I just
coke.
I don't...
Yeah, I could probably get you some coke during the game. Yeah, I can get it. I can get it for you during a timeout.
I don't think the basketball players are limits. As angry. That's all. Like, it's not like the football guys, man. They have it all. Like, they're so pampered. It's
basketball guys?
Yeah, basketball guys.
There's still some anger in the NBA guys,
but they've gotten
guns in the locker room a few years ago.
All right, so you're going Anderson. I'm going Matt Barnes. Murph, you're going with
Tony Parker.
Shot,
the long shot.
Yeah.
And Houston assistant coach.
Some Houston assistant coach. We'll see if that pays
off
for you.
It's probably P.J. Carlesimo. He's probably there. Let's give it to him. Just say P.J. He's on some coach.
Speaking of guys with no voices, P.J. Carlesimo got his back. Rapid fire award predictions here at the during the Dud NBA preview. We've got the Lamar Odom Award. This is going to be handed out to the player most likely to OD on cocaine and herbal Viagra. Murph.
I'll go first. I'm gonna go with another one that might be lower on your list. I'm going to go with Roy Hibbert. I think I think he signed with the Lakers.
Uh-huh. He is? He's on the Lakers.
He heard. Yeah, Kobe Bryant can be hard on you once in a while, but he has no idea what he's in for. And he's going to come out and have a nice, soft, 6 points and 4 boards and a block and
just get obliterated.
And Kobe's going
to be invited to parties.
He's
going to be invited to parties.
He's going to be just sobbing on James Woods' shoulders. James Woods is going to give him some drugs, and he's just going to fucking take a Porsche Carrera off a cliff or something.
Oh, man.
No, I think I'm going to – that's my shocker. Go,
that's pretty fitting.
Yeah.
I like it, Gary.
I'm gonna go with Boogie Cousins.
He's got
the Lamar Odom feel to me, a little bipolar, a little up and down. You know, he might just decide to leave the team for a week and go to a brothel like after George Karl yells at him or something. So I definitely see Boogie doing something like that. He's full of bad decisions to come.
T-Shawn,
you guys won't see this one coming, but
Boston
I'm going with
assistant coach.
I'm going Pau Gasol.
Oh, you dick. Nice. Man, why are you attacking the Bulls?
He's a dick when he's on an alcohol cleanse,
Canadians
isn't he?
Don't like French people either. Or was he Spanish?
You know, he's got that he's got that Espanol background, likes to party, and again.
How do you know Pau Gasol likes to party?
I have a quick true story about Pau Gasol. Oh,
I want to hear this.
Naked on the beach in Ibiza.
Hopefully this proves my point,
first year I lived in Hollywood, he was on the Lakers, and me and my buddy we're driving down Sunset past like the theater where Wicked plays. Like I can't remember what the theater is.
Pantages.
And he was
been
out
there for
42
years.
Yeah. And he was outside looking like he was like on his phone, like waiting for a date. About an hour later, we drive back because we went to where we were. And I shit you not, he was still outside of the theater. It looked like he'd been stood up for a date. So that would drive a man to herbal Viagra.
I think so.
I think so. You know,
not sure he's a party animal, though.
I'm still going Pau Gasol.
I'm going to go with Joe Johnson. He's in a city where it's plentiful.
Yeah.
It's especially in Brooklyn. It's thriving right now.
That's
Brooklyn
a
is
long
thriving.
Shot. I mean, Smooth Joe keeps it simple, man.
Joe Johnson, I think he's just going to get so fed up on playing on a horseshit team this year. They're going to be bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
bad.
They're picking up like former Knicks. That's how bad it is in Brooklyn right now. Yeah. And I think halfway through, he's going to be like, fuck this. I'm going out in a blaze of glory.
Oh, that'd be great.
So I don't know about the herbal Viagra, but at least the cocaine.
Yeah. It's an interesting combo you chose.
He seems very mild-mannered, though.
I feel like when another good point about this is when you're on the cocaine and somebody offers you the herbal Viagra, you're like, yeah, why not? Whereas the opposite doesn't really happen. You're the herbal Viagra. Oh, you want some coke, too?
The order is very important.
Anyway.
I'm telling you, I think Lamar Odom was just trying to go out on top. I've been trying to get my grandpa to do it for years. He just turned 90. I'm like, grandpa, go to the hospital, get like a bottle of Viagra, the fastest internet connection you can get, and go out in a blaze of glory.
Oh, I thought you meant coke. I was like, that would have been a great reality show. Like 9-year-old
trying to get
my blow for the first time. Had 3 Pita Cardis running around in a village somewhere in Florida.
Oh,
hey, dudes.
I just can't imagine the paramedics that walk in on my grandpa after his heart explodes. Anyway, moving on here.
The Latrell Sprewell Award.
You ever heard Latrell Sprewell talk?
Is that how he talks?
It's awful.
It's awkward.
This is the player most likely to shove or choke his coach. T-Shawn. Gary.
Yeah.
This is the one that popped in my head right away earlier I was telling you about. Lance Stevenson.
That's great.
Yeah, I think he's going to go bonkers. I mean, he already has, I think, a couple times. But new coach, new team, you know, a team that has a lot of high expectations. And he was so bad last year with high expectations. But this time it's not going to slide when he's not, you know, when he's in L.A. So I could see him going after Doc for sure.
I like it.
I feel like Lance Stevenson, real quick point, could have been any of these. Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
He could
totally.
Have been any of the
yeah.
Sixers.
Yeah. But that was the one that really sold it for me.
I have a boring one. If you know the Elfrid Payton at all on the Orlando Magic, he's the guy with the crazy hair that when you see it, you're like, no, that can't be real. And Scott Skiles is now their coach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I could see a little, yeah, I could see that getting out.
I think it that could happen like to any Orlando Magic player because Scott Skiles might sleep with the girl that they want to sleep right. with. Scott Skiles is a fucking...
Or yeah. like he has Elfrid over and his girlfriend for Thanksgiving at the Skiles house, and that gets kind of weird, and then there's a big fight over the I could see that happening.
I think that's a great pick. I'm gonna is Jermaine O'Neal still in
no,
the league? I don't
no,
think he is, right?
Finally left.
So that's why I'm gonna go with James Michael McAdoo. For starters, there's the three names there. That's a fucking red flag. That's a warning sign
yeah,
right
yeah.
there. And is he Bob McAdoo's kid?
I think
any relation?
I've never heard of the man when you said his name.
James Michael McAdoo. He is a 6'9", 240-pound shooting forward for the Golden State Warriors.
Sounds like he'd be on the Flint Tropics more than the Golden State Warriors.
Let's go Trop.
He went to North Carolina, James Michael McAdoo.
Yeah,
I just think he's going to get pissed from no playing time, and Steve Kerr is going to tell him something in practice, and he's just going to fly off the deep end. I just think the three names. I'm going with someone with three
parents
names. That's
are,
crazy.
Janet and Ronnie, so not Bob McAdoo.
Ronnie McAdoo,
yeah,
no
Ronnie,
shit.
Yeah.
Who's the off topic? The new coordinator for Miami. What's his name? He's got a Billy Cooter Jones.
Oh yeah,
McGee
that was
or
for
something.
The Lions, right?
Is it
for the Lions?
Jim Bob Cooter.
That's a great name.
Born in a small town.
Yeah. He was arrested. We did an article on the Dud this week. Jim Bob Cooter was arrested back in 2009 for crawling into a woman's house. Didn't know her. Crawled in through a window and then stripped down to his tidy whities and then crawled into her bed. She went nuts and called the cops. And then he was in the bed when they got there. And then he.
I mean, that's just Jim Bob being Jim
that's
Bob.
That's Jim yeah. Bob. Jim
I mean,
Bob
I did that
Cooter
with my
right
parents, but never with a perfect stranger.
T-Shawn, do you have anybody
weirder.
For the Latrell Sprewell Award?
Especially when you're 22.
I'm going to go with.
Very awkward.
I'm going to go with Kevin Garnett.
Oh,
he's off.
Really?
Off.
Even though Flip Saunders kicked, do you think he's?
Well,
gonna...
it doesn't
dead,
have
man.
To be his
right,
coach. I was thinking any coach. I was just thinking it could be the opposition's coach.
that's a good call.
You
just can't take a question or a game at face value. You're like my buddy, good buddy Tommy Thurin, who can't play cornhole without like putting in like a SWAT rule where you get to SWAT a bag because
it's inventive.
It's
I like it.
It's just too easy.
I like
it's
it.
Just too easy.
I'll play cornhole with Tommy Thurin anytime.
All right.
Who is Garnett's coach this year? Like, who is coaching Garnett?
Oh, I think it'd just be awesome if they would like mummify Flip Saunders.
That would be sweet.
Put him in like a glass case,
no,
like Lennon,
just,
and like
wheel
bring
him out and
there.
Put sunglasses.
Coach,
on
what do you think?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
I just figure KG doesn't have much time left. He's got to cross.
Flip should probably use a timeout here. He doesn't seem fazed.
Keeping his cool.
Ricky Rubio's moving his arm in the background.
My God.
Oh, goodness.
R.I.P. Flip.
How about the
Sam Mitchell?
KG's a good
yeah,
pick,
Sam
by
Mitchell.
Way.
He's dead, isn't he? Isn't
no, he's
Sam Mitchell
coach
dead?
Of the T-Wolves.
Oh, I thought he died too. Yeah. Or no, that yeah, was Sidney Lowe. Sidney Lowe, the old NC State coach.
He died?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
Ah.
Look it up. All right, here we go. Moving on here, this is Rapid Fire Award predictions. The Ron Artest Award, the player most likely to jump into the stands and fight a fan.
I got an oldie but a goodie here. He's not currently in the league, but he, I think the last 3 years, he signed a 10-day contract at least once. I'm going to say Steven Jackson makes a comeback. Somebody's like,
he's not still banned.
Veteran leadership. About 41. He's going to sign a 10-year contract with, like, Memphis, and him and Barnes are just going to go – they're going to go after somebody.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. I want to see where he's at these days. Hang on.
Steven Jackson?
Yeah. Okay, he's retired. But, yeah, he could come back.
I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go Swaggy P, Nick Young.
Yeah.
He's already teetering on, like, the – the borderline insane.
Yeah.
And who is he dating?
I think it's Iggy Azalea.
Right, yeah. And she's already gone off the deep end, like canceled an entire fucking tour. No one wants to work with her anymore. Oh, yeah. So that there are a lot of fucking pills and weird shit going on in that relationship, in that household, wherever they're living. And I think it's just a matter of time before, like, Kobe stays healthy, Swaggy P becomes irrelevant. And that's his thing. He just goes off on some fan who fucking, like, you know, says something about Iggy Azalea, probably. Yeah, probably says something about her, and he goes after him.
Well, the good thing is, if he loses his mind, he should hang out with Roy Hibbert that night, because he's got some coke and some Herbal Viagra.
That is true.
And they could just both
that might be where the fight happens. And
or
the
if
fan,
Birdman's in town, they go to Opium Den.
The fan that he goes after might be Iggy Azalea. Maybe they get in a fight in
Roy,
the stands.
With Roy Hibbert?
Oh, with Roy Hibbert there. Oh, man, that would be unbelievable. All
right, bro, it's fucking Iggy. Come on, I ain't fucking Iggy.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think Swaggy P's another one of these candidates for could have been any of them.
Yeah.
Could have been any. I mean, his name alone,
yeah.
I was going to elect him for most. But
who's your guy? Who do you got?
Oh, I got Byron Scott. Actually,
the coach.
Coach Byron Scott is going to, like, if the Lakers really have another year like last year, and, like, again, they'll just be like some sour Lakers fan. Like, it'll start really being a Clippers town, and I think it'll just crush him. So I think he'll
it'll be like a Kramer versus Kramer moment where, like, he tells Kobe, like, you will not take 20 shots tonight.
What if Jack Nicholson's like, Sasha Vujicic was better than you, Byron? And just, Byron just gives a, he can't handle it.
Yeah.
It might even be something as simple as Jack Nicholson's all fed up, just trips him. Just like the simple trip, just sticks the leg out and trips him.
I often think, what he could he get away with? I'm pretty much sure he could walk on the court in the middle of a game, take the ball from the ref, and go shoot some free throws. They'd let him shoot 10 or 12 free throws.
Who's that, Jack?
Jack, let's not. It would be like as far away as
you very much.
Flee from the Chili Peppers, have to come out there and walk him off.
No, they'd let him make a layup. I think. I don't know if they get a bunch. Like, if he missed, then the guy would another guy would come out and, like,
or it would just be like the game. Like, if he was able to hit the layup, then they'd be like, okay, now you can go to the free throw line and shoot.
It's kind of like
if he made that, they would go, okay, go ahead, Jack, you're still alive, go ahead.
It's kind of like we used to bring your girlfriends home with your Uncle Floyd. It's like, how much of an olive branch does he get with feeling them up and tell them how cute they are and, like, a little pat on the butt before you're like, Floyd,
that's too much.
Come on.
That's why I always had the biggest
Jack,
CD collection.
Need
hey,
you
gotta
sit
see
out.
The CD collection.
Two more free throws.
All right, guys.
I'm gonna go with Rondo. By the way,
that's beautiful. Yeah. Oh man, and the whole
bonkers.
Boogie Cousins thing. Yeah,
he's got those little eyes.
He might.
He's
this
angry.
Might. He might swing at Boogie Cousins and then accidentally hit a fan.
That's very possible.
Yeah. All right, guys. Moving on here, the Ty Lawson Award, the first player to get a DUI. I'm gonna go Foreigner on this one.
Yeah,
because I think people come over here and they're
they drink a lot.
Yeah, but they're like, wow, this really is America, the land of the free. This is amazing. So they just do it. Look at Sin Shu Chu in you know, he was a really respectable Japanese guy, and then all of a sudden he got shithoused and drove in San Francisco.
Do you mind doing a Sin Shu Chu impersonation? I think it would be great.
So sorry. I'm so sorry for that. I didn't mean to die. Let's see. I'm going to give you just some random guy and hope that this one sticks.
Red rings.
It's going to be Kusta Kufos, isn't it?
No, because and this guy's just going to try and fit in Milwaukee.
And he's
not even – he's from Greece, I think, right?
The
– Giannis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how to say his last name?
He's the Greek. Yeah, he's the Greek.
You guys, let's all take a chance at a shot at pronouncing his name here. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Pretty close.
Is that – how do you say it?
It's something like that.
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, I got to look it up.
It's a Greek freak.
Wow, yeah. I can't believe he just didn't, like, change his name to Josh Smith or
you
something
think
like that.
He's going to get a DUI?
He could.
Leaving the Bradley Center?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the Milwaukee cops, like, they don't care if you're on the Bucks. Especially the Whitefish Bay cops don't care if you're on the Bucks. The whole John Henson thing, did you hear that shit?
He's like, I'm not comfortable with this guy in my store.
Yeah, it was just a black dude coming in to buy jewelry.
And John Henson doesn't look, like, intimidating at all. Like,
right, he's light-skinned black. It's crazy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh,
so
there you go.
That's it. What is it? Giannis Antetokounmpo?
There you go.
Antetokounmpo. All right, well, that's my pick. I'm just saying, a Foreigner feeling too free. He's going to feel real good. He's going to go off for 32 and hit, like, the game-winning shot against some other bad team like the Nets.
He might not even be 21, but still, it doesn't matter. I'm not sure how old he is.
No, oh, he, it's right. He's 20. That's why it's going to happen. In my country, we could drink. That's why it's going to happen. Now that's a fucking lock. There that's 3-1.
I feel like he's the Eddie Murphy from Coming to America of Greece. Like, he used to have, like, chicks washing his balls and stuff when he was there. And I was like, in my country, I could do this.
He's already suspended. He didn't play against the Knicks today.
Oh, that was because of the last playoff game against the Bulls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he attacked Dunleavy.
Ah, see, now it might be down to 2-1. He's going to get
it. It might happen tonight.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to talk about scores?
Sure, whatever you want.
Yeah, all right. So the in live time, the Timberwolves have just defeated the Lakers.
Ooh, they came all the way back. So that is great for one of my picks.
So that's something. Again, Byron Scott. I mean,
they were down like 15.
Who said we're bad at segues?
All right, guys, real quick, rapid fire before we get on to the next segment here in the NBA
DUI.
Preview. Yeah,
I'm
DUI.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'll go real quick.
All right.
Mine's pretty easy because I always confuse Ty Lawson with Raymond Felton, so I'm going to go with Raymond Felton.
That's a good
That's
one.
It, yeah.
I'm going to steal.
He's already got one under his belt, doesn't he?
I think so.
I'm going to steal one of your early guys, Matt Barnes. The drive from Memphis to New York to go to Derek Fisher's is about 912 miles or so. I think that's a lot of opportunity to get the DUI, I feel like.
Yeah, I like
playing a percentage.
Definitely doing a bit of the Lamar Odom Award characteristics there with the cocaine and herbal Viagra, I think, to get him from New York to Memphis in such a lightning speed. I pick Boris Diaw. And I pick
is he still
Boris
in the league?
Yeah, he's Tony Parker, man.
I think that's it. They're going to be hanging a little too much wine. It's going to be innocent enough. Yeah. He's going to leave. Hey, Tony, I am leaving. And it's just innocently enough. They just had like 3-4 bottles. They were going over Tony's troubles, and he was just being. Hey, I'm just being a good guy, huh? And you know, he gets in his car and boom, just like that.
That's look, great. There's China
too much
from
wine.
WWE. Yeah. Let's have sex with her. And then, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, did you hear that, guys? It is time. Every preview we do for every single season, whether or not it's the MLB season, the NFL season, NBA, pretty much everything except hockey, it's nothing without gambling, right? So one of the best ways to gamble on a sport is by doing their over under totals for their wins, right? Over, let's say, for example, what was it? The Atlanta Hawks were over 49 wins or under 49 and a half wins, right? So you pick either the over or the under, and then you watch all year, and you just root for them to lose if you took the under, all right? So that's what we're going to do here. We got the fabulous T. Sean. We've got Gary from Mandatory, Barry Milkshake Murphy, and Tommy Gimler. So the way we're doing this, we're not necessarily drafting, but I handed out a sheet ahead of time, and there are 6 picks that I asked you guys to make. 4 of them were the normal picks, the Katie Holmes, right? Because she's definitely not hot, but odds are all of us here would still plow her because she's not ugly either, right? She's average. She's normal.
Yeah.
She's got to be a little fucked in the head, too.
Actually,
anyone that comes from Tom Cruise, you're going to be.
She has braces on Ray Donovan this season, too, by the way. I don't know what that's all about, but she has braces.
You think they're props or no?
I have no idea.
I think they're Tom Cruise's old braces, actually. Yeah, she's just recycling. Conscientious little lady.
Very strange, that's all I'm saying, but still would.
So these are just your normal picks. We had 4 of those, but then we also had the Yinka Dare dark horse pick. So the 4 normal picks are all worth 10 points. So if they come in at the end, you get 10 points. If they don't, you don't get any points for them, all right? One of the picks is the Yinka Dare dark horse pick worth 20 points. So like Dare, you are going to be right about this one, right? Dead right. Dead right. Yinka Dare's dead. So that's why it's dead right. He's dead. Do you get it now?
Oh, I always got it.
But you wanted me to do like Drazen Petrovic.
Yeah, because I didn't know Yinka Dare.
How about somebody like Tractor Trailer who's dead, like that people have heard of? Nobody knows Yinka Dare.
Wait, Tractor Trailer.
That's what makes it so fucking awesome.
Holy shit!
I could have gone way easier.
You know, he was traded for in the draft.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki's still in the league. Tractor Trailer's dead.
Didn't like 5 NBA
So if you guys
want to
call it, if you guys
want to
call it the Tractor
Malone.
Trailer,
60,
I'm comfortable with the Yinka Dare.
Yinka Dare is fine, but
I will say honestly, the way these characterizations of the way you've organized this really need to be followed up by your own clip from Billy Madison. I'm sorry, like this is
I did
absolute,
what you asked me to.
No. This is not. I mean, the
right,
logistics
so here,
of the game, but these the
it's simple. All right, I asked each of you to make 6 picks, either an over or an under for each team. four of them are the normal, the normies, the Katie Holmes. One of them is the Yinkadari dark horse, where you're dead right. In fact, you're so sure on it that you have to beat either the over or the under by three extra games. So, for example, if you took the over on the Atlanta Hawks, they would have to get 52.5 or 53.
Or it doesn't count.
Or it doesn't count, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Read the rules, gentlemen. Read the rules.
That pretty much has to be more sure than your lock.
Almost. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Oh, almost.
Almost. Dead right. Hey, I have a question about ties.
Yes.
If you land right on the number. For any of them. Are there any that...
No, they're all halves.
Oh, they're all halves.
Yeah, they're all halves.
That's perfect. Never mind.
And then, of course, there was one. It was the sure thing pick. We called it the Jennifer Love Hewitt. Because if you, basically, if you're a male celebrity, you have fucked her. And if, especially if you could play the guitar, I would probably have a shot at her. If she came down to Prince of Wales and saw me play guitar, I could probably fuck her out by the dumpster.
Wow.
All right, so here we go. So there is also going to be a jump ball in play. So let's say Gary and Barry have picked the same pick, right? Let's say you guys have both taken the under for the Atlanta Hawks for whatever reason, all right? Now, if one of you has it as your Jennifer Love Hewitt pick or your Yinkadari pick, and the other guy has it just as his Katie Holmes pick, then the guy who has it as the higher pick, the more points on it, yeah, that trumps the other one. But if it's both of you, if it's a Katie Holmes pick, then we're going to go to a jump ball. I will read off out of the new faces and new places category, I will read off a new face. The first one to tell me where he's playing this year, you get to make another pick.
Because that one's off the board.
Right, that is off the board. It's a buster.
Can the audience go to the website to read the rules just in case?
Sure, yeah, we'll print them out. Right,
just wanted to make sure.
You know, I want to call it
my
the
mom
Hillary,
doesn't
I want to
get
call it,
it
the Hillary when... Swank, because I think Katie Holmes is pretty hot. But Hillary
Katie
Swank
Holmes?
Is more,
Batman's
more normal
like,
to me.
Well, what if she was dressed up like Boys Don't Cry?
Well, then she's pretty hot.
You're doing like Dawson's,
then
it'd
be
Dawson's
like negative
Creek
10
hot yeah. back then?
Exactly, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, but, you know, that's just me.
The fabulous T-Sean for his Jenny Love Hewitt pick.
Yes.
He took the L.A. Clippers over 56 and a half.
Risky.
Over 56 and a half.
I didn't think anyone else would be bold enough to pick it.
Yes, Gary, please write this down. Thank you.
Yeah.
So the Clippers over 56 and a half. T-Shawn, why do you like them so much?
It's kind of their year, I think. I mean, if it's not this year, like, it starts to go into, like, disassemble mode, man. Like, it's
then you blow it up.
Yeah, and then and at 56 and a half, I'm like, that's not so astronomical. I mean, they, there's no that's not pushing 60. I feel like I got some. I think they got 60 games in them, so 60 wins.
Okay,
so you're saying if you don't
do it this year, you blow it up. It's you have Doc
entirely.
And Austin, and that's it.
I just send off everybody else.
I
think this is sort of maybe Doc's last chance to work. You know, his special brand of chemistry with this team.
And then I think you bring in Donald Sterling's kid to run the team. Then it's his chance. All right, here we go. Gary, your Jennifer Love Hewitt pick was the Phoenix Suns under 36 and a half. Tell me about it.
You're familiar with Markieff Morris, correct?
And yeah, I've got his brother Marcus on Detroit.
Exactly.
Small forward,
and you're familiar that like a year or two ago, he said that he would never allow his brother to be traded. They never wanted to be separated ever again, right? And they got separated. They didn't listen to him. They got rid of his brother. I feel like he is going to go off the rails very soon.
Were they a conjoined player? That'll happen in the NBA sometime before I die. There will be like Siamese twins fucking playing together.
No, they just have like that crazy, I don't know, crazy brother. And like they've been charged with a crime in the offseason together.
Together,
right?
Yeah.
They have
like
the same checking account. I'm not making that up.
No, seriously.
No, they
like
really
crazy.
Do.
Really?
Yeah. And they split him up. I have a feeling he's going to go nuts. He's going to lose it. They have too many guards. Tyson Chandler is not going to be able to hold it together.
Brandon Knight,
I feel like they are just going to – they might not win 30, I don't think.
Wow. So. Oh, should have made that when you're yanking Dara.
Yeah, I know. That was worth more points. To go.
What if it's like a reverse stuck on me and they actually want to get sewed together?
Yeah. Well, I actually – what was the number? The,
they apparently want to play as
136 and a half.
Head power forward, but they got four arms.
But want to get the pay of two different people.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi.
All right, Barry Milkshake Murphy. It looks like you're Jennifer Love Hewitt. The Toronto Raptors over 46 and a half. Tell me about this in French.
I can't do that. Basically, that division's really bad. We all know about the East. And I think the Damari Carroll signing was huge. They stole him from the Hawks. Mm-hmm. I love it. They're a minus 300 to win the division, which is crazy. And going with my other view of them, I think they're going to be in the finals with the Cavs.
I don't think Eastern the league's going to let that happen. Well, then again, I think he had the Drake factor. A lot of people. What's his new song? Hotline Bling. Hotline Bling. That's a big song. Big year for the Raptors. Big year. If they would have had something like Chief Keef following the Raptors, then I don't think the NBA would have let it happen.
Poop on the penis.
Chief Keef or Drake?
Drake.
It's happened before. I bet with him.
Hotline Bling.
Chief Keef.
Here, and this really hurts tonight. I'd really love to change my pick. This hurts tonight.
Is your JLH?
Oh, no. My JLH is down here. Okay, sorry. My Yinka Dare pick got kicked tonight.
You need a new Yinka.
My Jenny Love Hewitt pick is the Washington Wizards over 46.5 wins.
Boo.
I think that's a lock on so many fronts. I think they're due. They're there. Like, you have them. John Wall's a sleeper MVP candidate. Yeah. Do they still have Nene?
They do, and he's in a contract here.
They love him in the Capitol. They love him. They're all right. They've got Otto Porter Jr., right?
He's a better player.
He's from Georgetown, never left. He's the hometown kid. Everybody loves him. I just think it's 46.5 in the East.
Yeah.
Totally. They're gonna be the 3 or 4 seed.
Okay.
All right. Dreams. How about the Yinka Dare dark horse pick? I'll start with mine. I have the Lakers over 28.5. 28.5, and it's all because of your boy Roy Hibbert. I thought that they would bring him out to L.A. I mean, they've lost one game, so it's not like it can't happen.
To the Timberwolves.
It comes into play later on because one of my Katie Holmes picks is the Timberwolves over 27.5. They're going to do it for Flip. I just think that the Lakers, Kobe Bryant comes back. They have your rookie, D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle. Everyone forgets they picked him last year. He got hurt. He'll be back this year. And I thought that there were enough pieces there to win like 35 games,
way more. You have over 28.5, so to win it has to be 32 wins.
Yep, they've got to win 32 games. Got it. So I thought that was...
They already lost one.
Correct. Yeah. To a team they should have beaten, yep. All right, Barry Milkshake Murphy, it looks like your Yinka Dare pick is under 42.5 wins for the Utah Jazz.
So I have a theory about, it's not like I created this theory, but teams whose wins or losses jump by 10 or more games in one season. So everybody gets hot on a team. I think everyone's super hot on the Jazz, and they're still playing in the West. And they don't have a point guard. Dante Exum's out for the year. I don't think Quinn Snyder holds it together. He was up for my DUI.
Quinn Snyder, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think Utah's got it in.
You know, and you have your theory of what was it if it jumps 10 or more games?
Yeah, either way.
So, and I think if you look at it, my theory is Trevor Booker, Trey Burke, Alec Burks, Dante Exum, Derek Favors, Rudy Gobert. Gordon Hayward.
Gobert.
Yeah. Ian Poultier. Rodney Hood. Joe Ingles. Chris Johnson. Trey Lyles. Elijah Millsap. Raul Nato. Nato. Tibor Pleiss. And Jeff Withey. My theory is the who the fuck are these guys theory right there. That's why I like your under 42.5 wins for Utah Jazz. I think it's a great pick. Gary, your Yinka Dare pick is... under 41.5 wins for the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
What do you think? Too white?
I don't really trust the comeback of Paul George moving to power forward.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And neither does he.
Yeah, it's not going to work out.
He played it once. He did in the system once. He's like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah, I
think that's amazing.
I don't see the chemistry there. I think that they'll be okay maybe at first, but they're another one of the teams like the Suns. I feel like they'll fall apart. Pretty quickly. So, what was the number on that? 41
under 40 under 41.5. So that means they would have to 38, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
38 or less. All right. And the fabulous Tishon, your Yinka Dare pick under 44.5 wins for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
Love it.
Yes, sir.
So that means Barry Murphy, you're going to have to. That's our first kind of – it's not a jump ball because he's got it as Yinka Dare. You're going to have to pick another
– I'm ready.
Another
44.5 for the Bucks.
So under 44.5, why are you going against the Bucks?
Just dog shit team and a dog shit world, man.
Is Jason Kidd their shit coach?
Look, condoms in me, man.
I thought the city was real good to you. They loved you in Milwaukee and Sheboygan. They loved you in Wisconsin there. Yeah. So you don't have any faith in Jason Kidd and the pieces they brought in?
No.
Can you rewind to 3 minutes ago when I said more than 10 games in a season? That could be a reason you could do it. 29 and a half to 45.
I believe it's pronounced Milwaukee.
It is Milwaukee.
Where's that sound up?
I've got my whistle cued right now.
Sounds injured.
Milwaukee. So Tyshawn Nikadari, Bucks under 44 and a half, correct? So they need to
So that means they would need to win 40. If they win any more than 41, that pick is a no-go.
It's not even going to be close.
All right, so let's take a look at Tyshawn's Katie Holmes pick. Now, guys, get ready to let me know if there's going to be a jump ball here. Here's who Tyshawn has for his Katie Holmes picks, his normies. Over 41 and a half for the Indiana Pacers.
He's good because I have the under.
Over. He's got the over on the Indiana Pacers.
That's legit. Over. Got it.
Over. He also has over 29 and a half wins for the New York Knicks. Anybody have the over on the Knicks?
No, but it looks great so far.
He's got under 49 and a half for the Atlanta Hawks.
I do not have that.
I think I have that as my Katie Holmes, I believe.
We've got a jump ball here, ladies and gentlemen. And now to decide who gets to go first.
Double check. You've got it here. Very unofficial. I'm watching this.
Rakish.
And his other Katie Holmes pick is the under on the San Antonio Spurs, 57 and a half. Does anybody have that one?
No, but that's a great pick.
Nope. Under on the Spurs?
Yeah, I do not have the under on the Spurs either. All right, so we've got a jump ball, guys.
Katie Holmes are good.
So this is how we're going to decide who gets to pick their team first in this situation. All right? I'm going to name a player. It's a new face in a new place. I'm going to name that player first one to tell me in their microphone where he plays. You get to pick your team first. All right? Here we go.
Do we have a buzzer? I feel like this needs a buzzer.
Yelling into microphone feels
just haphazard.
Just, you don't have to yell. Just say the city, or say the team he's playing for. Here we go.
I'm going
to
whisper.
New face in a new place. Shabazz Napier. Shabazz Napier.
He's not in the Heat anymore, huh?
He is not in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Gary?
Can I go?
No, you can. You're not siphoning through.
10 seconds. 10 seconds.
A Heat.
He is not on the Heat. He is on Orlando.
New question.
He is on Orlando. All right, guys, here we go. Jeremy Lin.
Hornets.
He is. He's on a Charlotte Hornets. So, Gary, you get to go ahead and you get to make another pick. Okay. The Atlanta Hawks, under 49 and a half, they are off the board. Barry, in the meantime, I didn't want to go first. In the meantime, you got to pick another Katie Holmes pick. So, did you come up with one?
No, but I will, Tom.
So yours was blown up because Tyshawn had it as his Nikadari pick.
Right.
And just for the record, the Atlanta Hawks under is off the board.
Yes.
All right. Should I say what my new pick is?
Yes.
Wait, okay. My replacement is the Pelicans under.
Oh, damn it.
Did you have that one?
No, but I was just going to.
All right. So that means you get it then because nobody else has the Pelicans under.
Sweet.
So Gary, mark it down. That's your new one, under 47 and a half. So Tyshawn, take the time to come up with a new pick on your sheet.
Well, it's Murph's turn, no?
Whoever comes up with it first. You guys are all on the board.
Well, no, I'm not. I didn't tie with him.
He should have been first. He should have got first pick.
Who?
You. It doesn't matter.
I didn't have a tie with anyone.
Yeah.
No, but you got blown up before because he had the Nikadari pick. Yeah.
I'll take the Cavs under 57 and a half.
Okay.
Have that?
I believe I have that one.
So then you cannot take that one.
That's a good way to quickly sell that.
Don't I have Cavs under?
Yeah, so okay. but because you already had it before that, yeah, you're good.
So that one's locked
in. Let's start going with Gary's Katie Holmes picks here. You've got the Chicago Bulls over 49 and a half. Does anybody else have that?
No.
Bam.
All right, I have mine.
What is your new pick?
The Dallas under.
Anybody else have the Dallas
under?
Yeah,
I have it.
But as your normal pick.
As a normal
pick. All right,
Katie
so you
Holmes.
Can't take it. You can't take it then. Keep guessing.
Man, I really fucked you over, Tyshawn.
Chicago Bulls over 49 and a half wins. You've got the Cavaliers under 57 and a half. Nobody else has that.
Yep.
You also have the Golden State Warriors under 59 and a half.
Anybody else?
Nope.
What was it? Golden State, what else?
Under 59 and a half, and then
the Pelicans was my replacement.
The Pelicans.
Nope.
Pelicans under 47 and a half. All right,
you're good to go there? My sets are good, yeah.
Okay.
And now let's look at we already did the fabulous Tyshawn, except we're just waiting for one more pick from him.
I have my final pick here. All right, I'm pondering here.
All right, Murph, you still get one more pick.
Yeah, I'm ready. Should I wait for Sean?
Nope, go ahead.
I'm going to do the Lakers under 28.5.
You take the over. Yeah, because I have the over, yeah.
So I'll take the under.
Under 28.5?
Yeah.
That is good enough for me. Good. And then let's see the rest of your picks here. The rest of Murph's, Katie Holmes' picks, we've got under 37.5 on the Dallas Mavericks. We've got under 28.5 on the LA Lakers. We also have over 54.5 wins for the Rockets, which is rare because very rarely does Barry Murphy get positive. Barry Murphy lives for rooting for losers.
I love it.
And he also has the Oklahoma City Thunder over 56.5 wins.
Wow, two overs.
Yeah. Two overs, yeah. So, Murph, why don't you tell me a little bit about your picks?
Getting back to my predictions on the finals, Oklahoma City, huge chip on their shoulder, contract years, blah, blah, blah. I think the Billy Donovan thing is going to work out.
This just in.
And I also looked at the—
Hold on.
We have a breaking news bulletin.
Yeah, he's in.
Sorry, Barry.
No, that's all right.
I didn't want to lose what I was going to say. Have the Wizards, has the over been taken?
Yes, that was my Jennifer Love Hewitt, sure thing.
Yes.
Okay. That did ring familiar.
All right, keep going, Murph.
Then how about the over for the Timberwolves?
That's one of my Katie Holmes, so you can't take that one. I'm going Flip, baby. This one's for Flip.
Right. Turns out Katie Holmes is the real Jennifer Hewitt. She's getting used a lot.
Yeah, man.
Hey, poor T.
I'm going to take a wild one then.
All right.
They were disparaged earlier in the program.
Nobody knows that word.
Not more than
but,
you.
In other words, people were talking shit about the Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
I will take the over.
Ah, good, because I have the under.
That is...
You son of a bitch.
They are
terrible.
The
worst pick on the board is the Brooklyn Nets over, I think.
What's that number?
I actually think that they're... they have the
27.5, but it's like 29.
I think that Russian fucker is still trying to sell the team, isn't he?
Of course
he didn't sell it. So they're going to just unload everyone in hopes of getting that number one pick. They are in total tank mode.
Oh, absolutely.
They are ready to go. Listen to that team. They've got a guy named Andrea. Andrea is a male's name over
Bargnani?
There.
Bargnani?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Very comfortable.
That's a Knicks
with
reject. They got another guy, Bojan Bogdanovic. Not going to work here. The Markel Brown, Wayne Ellington, Rondae Hollis Jefferson. That's a good rookie. Jared Jack. Joe Johnson.
Jared Jackson.
Brooke Lopez. You know he's going to break his foot like in the fourth week of the season. He's good for missing 40 games.
This is starting to sound like a bad pick by me.
Yeah, Willie Reed. Didn't he used to play for the Packers
that's
back
a,
in like the 60s?
That's a Steeler, I think. Yeah.
Thaddeus Young. He's been passed around more than Jennifer Love Hewitt. That is a terrible fucking team. They might not win 20 games.
What's
I almost should have won Yanka Daria.
Number?
27.5.
Okay.
So I've got the under. T-Shawn has the over. I'm also going under on the Charlotte Hornets, 33.5 wins. I don't think
I'm taking it back. I mean, I got shot down.
You can't take
times.
It
you
back.
You can't take it back. You are in now. I just spelled
that's like
out
saying, Katie,
why.
Katie, the baby's not mine.
I had to.
It is yours. Look at the kid.
I got around six picks were bumped from possibility here.
But
I
then
think.
You said it was official. Once you said it, you can't just you just can't have me shoot it down for 2 minutes and tell our listeners why it was such a bad pick.
This guy's
and
a real worm, man. He's trying to get out.
You
everything.
Know what? You're right. Charlotte Hornets under. I don't think Jeremy Lin's going to last the season. They hate Asians in Charlotte. the Minnesota Timberwolves.
It's unproven.
It is not proven. Go down there. Racial tensions are so bad in like North Carolina and South Carolina that there is like their very own little Mexico off the freeway off of 95. You ever been traveling there?
Oh yeah.
To where they have like their own little like Mexico, like it's got a Ferris wheel and all this shit. It's where they can all just go celebrate and you guys stay the fuck out.
And when they listen to this, they're gonna go that guy from Wisconsin's projecting. He's projecting on us. That's how he feels. Not how we feel. That's what they're saying.
He doesn't understand that Confederate flag. He doesn't understand the flag.
Just made that up.
That's history. Minnesota Timberwolves.
I think the Nets are really going to come together. I think
back on his wild card.
I think there were a lot of like Eastern European sounding names. I think they're really
there's a lot of
they're really going to play hard for their Russian owner.
There's a lot of Eastern European names. That means they're going to save water on not showering. Minnesota Timberwolves over 27.5 wins.
That's a good pick.
Over 27.5 wins. I just really think they're going to rally for Flip. And I'm not saying they're going to go to the postseason, but it's going to be like where they push for 500. It might be like the whole Flint Tropics,
fourth place.
We got 500.
Yeah.
And then my other one is the Memphis Grizzlies under 50.5 wins. Like, if Matt Barnes is just gonna fuck shit up there. I don't think he's gonna fit in. I think he's gonna be a locker room cancer. I don't think they like him. And they're old too, man.
Yeah, they are.
They're old.
Yeah. I hope Jordan comes back and plays this year. That'd be awesome.
For the Memphis Grizzlies?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about the Hornets still. Oh,
Michael, you actually own the Hornets.
Yeah.
I want to play for the Grizzlies. Yeah. I think me and Jack Nicholson are going to play for the Grizzlies.
He'll do what he wants. Bring his kid on the team. I think he should bring up the, what's his kid's name? Jeff Jordan? Yeah. Wasn't that
Jeffrey Jeff Jordan?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Gentlemen, as always, $50 on it. Gary, you were the 150 Bitcoin winner the first time around.
Well, that was for the baseball.
NFL is still live. Yep, it's almost still at the halfway point. We'll go over those picks next week when we're at the halfway point. I might be okay on those picks, actually. But, guys, anything else to add about this upcoming NBA season before we get out of here?
No, I was just thinking about what Sean said about Jeffrey Jordan, Michael's child. Do you think he's a competitive guy? You think he calls up Magic's like, hey, how's Magic Jr. doing? You know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
At least Jeff played college sports. You know, like, do you think he's that competitive? I don't know.
Definitely.
That, like, Michael, I bought your son's new fur coat design.
Yeah. Like, Michael calls Magic.
Yeah, like, I think he still talks shit. Like, he texts him randomly in the middle of the night.
Odds are you're not going to be the only Johnson who gets AIDS.
I saw those new shoes your son designed. They're great.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.